sending love to your children. This is probably the most precious and most important thing you will do your entire life. There's probably nothing more important and nothing more valuable than you can give to your children than what you're about to embark on. Inside of us, we all have a feeling for our children, something we want. We don't always talk about it, and sometimes we don't really express it, what's inside. But really what we want is for our children to be happier than we are, happier than we've ever been, more joyful, more successful. We want them to be more abundant, to live a better life than we live, to have more joy, more of everything. Above all else, we wish for them to be happy, to have a good life. There's a little part of you inside where you can feel that dream. It's like a little glow deep inside. It affects everything you do, your feelings, your emotions. So I just want you to relax. Just let go of everything right now. Don't worry about anything. Just let go. Relax. Just become calm. And look inside of you, into that little area that's in your chest, near your heart, where that dream sits. That's where we're going to go. And from that little spot in there, that's where we're going to create the magic. That's where it's going to come from. Love is the most powerful thing anywhere. Universe doesn't matter. There's nothing more powerful than love. But the trick is knowing how to work with it. And that is something mankind seems to have forgotten, unfortunately. But we're going to reawake that knowing. We're going to bring that to the surface, and we're going to fill and surround our children with that love, that incredible power. Think about where that power comes from, the source of that love, that energy. And now think what can happen when you fill and surround your children with that magic. So just relax. Go into that part where your dreams sit. Those ideals you have for your children, those hopes and those dreams that you protect so tenderly inside, that you hold there in your heart, and go to that part and begin to open it. Open it more. Just open it. Let it come out. Let it break open. And just become very quiet and at peace and peaceful. Just allow yourself to be, knowing that what you're about to do is the most beautiful and incredible thing you can do for your children. It will go with them wherever they travel, wherever they go. It doesn't matter right now where your child is. They can be on the other side of the planet, it makes no difference. You don't even need to know their exact location. Don't worry about that. You will travel there. Love is timeless. They can go through time, distance, space, steel, concrete, it makes no difference to it. It's unstoppable. Once you send it out there, it is unstoppable. And it is the most creative force that humans have ever been endowed with. And now you are going to use it to help your child create an incredible life. What a gift you are giving. Don't worry about things that have gone wrong, things that didn't work out. Don't worry about any of that stuff. It's unimportant right now. Only thing that's important right now is that you go inside to that little spot right there and open it. Go in there. See those dreams you have and that wonderful feeling. That feeling of wanting the very best for your children. Be it your children or any children, it doesn't matter. You can feel it. You can sense it. There's nothing like it. Feel it more. Now open it. Open it more. See it breaking open like a star and light and love pouring out from it. And you're being surrounded with it. Now we all come to this planet with help. No one comes to this planet alone. You are not alone. You have guides. You have helpers. Whatever you call them, however you see them, it makes no difference. They're there. You cannot come to this life alone. No one ever does. We may feel alone at times, but that's an illusion we create. It is not the truth. And inside of your heart, you know that. You know that you are not alone. So you're going to take the hands of your guides, whoever they may be, and you're going to allow them now to lift you and take you to where your child is. Do not concern yourself with the surroundings. You're going to stand behind your child, 10 feet away. You're going to see them, sense them, and feel them there. And now you're going to open from that area where all your dreams come from, your greatest dreams, your greatest hopes, your greatest inspiration, from that part. You're going to open and let it break open like a star. You're going to see the most incredible, most beautiful love pouring out in a huge stream, pouring at your child, filling your child with radiance of love and the most incredible light and love you have ever imagined, and beyond that. Allow it to be so enormous that you're taken back by the beauty of what is actually pouring from you. Because what is coming from you is created and comes from who or whatever created everything. And you see your child being filled with this love, glowing. The glow is expanding. You are moving back now 20 feet because the glow is becoming so bright and incredibly beautiful. You see their spirits being lifted. You can feel whatever sadness they may have drifting away. It's just gone, melted, disappeared. It cannot even survive in that light and beauty. In your mind's eye, in your feelings, in your senses, you can sense how this love is radiating out from your child, bringing and attracting the very best to it, attracting beautiful, loving friends, the very most caring people, attracting them to your child. All the most beautiful circumstances are being attracted to your child from this radiance going out, because what is radiated out is brought back, and like attracts like, And so you see and sense how this love that you are now literally pouring into your child is bringing the most beautiful, incredible circumstances, experiences to your child. Challenges that uplift your child's spirits. Challenges that bring more joy to your child. You are responsible for making this happen by what you are doing. And you can see that little glow that's inside your child, that same glow that was in you, is now expanding in that child of yours and growing brighter. And now your child is beginning to radiate love from its own, his or her own radiance. And everything is becoming even more beautiful. More radiant. There's a calmness inside of you. A knowing. You just know that you've just done the most incredible thing that you could ever do for your child. You can do this for the rest of your life. For as long as you live, you can do this. Nothing can stop you from giving this gift. Time, distance, nothing can stop you from giving this gift, from surrounding your child with this love, filling your child with this love, bringing about its own radiance so that your child is glowing with its own radiance and bringing that glow out. Setting an environment where that glow can come about and expand and grow. And your child can grow beyond our dreams, beyond your dreams, beyond your wildest hopes. Attracting the very best, attracting the most beautiful, the most loving people, the most loving circumstances. You can sense already how things are already changing, how protected your child is, because it's only attracting the very best. You can already sense how people are treating your child much better, with more love and kindness and joy. And you can sense and feel and see that your child is already attracting very loving, very beautiful friends. Friends that will support your child's growth into more joy, into more love. I just want you to become a little more relaxed. Become quiet. And just sense the beauty of what you're doing and what is happening right now. And notice that your child is not alone either. Your child also has guides and helpers. And you can see them now. They're there, assisting you, assisting your child in becoming even more radiant, glowing with love, becoming even more beautiful with that radiance of love. And your child's guides are now coming towards you and taking your hands. And you're moving around and you are now facing your child. You put out your hands and your child reaches forth and puts his or her hands into yours. There's nothing needed to be said. Everything is perfect. Feel this beautiful moment. Feel the connection you have. Your child can see the wonderful dreams you have for her or him. And now I want you to become very quiet. say nothing, just love. Just love. Say nothing else and listen. I want you to listen very carefully. I want you to listen to your child. Just listen. Feel it. Sense it. See it. Hear it. Listen. Just listen. Continue to listen. Something is being said to you. Listen. What you're hearing is coming from your child and is coming to you. Listen to what they have to say. Be still with it. There's nothing you need to say back. Just continue to listen. Allow yourself to understand. That is your guidance of what to do next. That is your guidance on how to resolve issues that may come up. Just listen very carefully. There is nothing more important right now that you can do but listen. And just allow that flow of love that you had opened earlier to continue to flow. You will notice that there's a flow coming back to you from your child. And that your connection is being strengthened. You're moving closer. Your bond is increasing. Your understanding of each other is increasing. Everything you do is for the benefit of your child. But you're going to listen now to what will benefit your child the most. That is what you're going to hear now. Listen. 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 And hear. In this moment, you are one. Now I just want you to smile. Smile your greatest smile. Feel grateful for this moment that you've had. I want you to feel that feeling of gratefulness for this moment, for this opportunity that you've been given to fill your child with love and to know of this information that you can do that. I want you just to feel the gratefulness for that, that the universe gave this to you. And wonderful things you're going to help your child create. The life, the love, the joy, the incredible experiences. I want you to come back now. Open your eyes. Now I want you to sit quietly. Just sit quietly. And just take a deep breath. Breathe deeply. And just relax. Most likely you'll have some emotions flowing through you, lots of different ones, maybe even a little confusing. There'll be joy, there'll be some pain, there'll be sadness, there'll be happiness. All kinds of emotions can be coming up right now. Just allow them. Don't stuff them down, but don't worry about them either. You don't have to get into detail with them. Don't worry about regrets or anything, making mistakes. Don't worry about that. It's unimportant. What you just did is important. What just happened is important. That's all that matters. So just let those feelings be. Let them flow. Let them flow. Just let them be. And just relax. And just sit with what you've learned, what you've just done. And just think about it a bit. And again, you know, allow yourself to feel grateful over it, over being able to have that information, that you can send love in such enormity and surround your child in such enormity with so much love that you will literally change their life, bring so much more joy and love and wonderful circumstances into their life, no matter where they are. That's an incredible piece of information. Wonderful piece of information. So if you want to turn the tape off right now, that's fine. And just sit with it. Either that, or you can listen to the rest of it. We'll go over a little bit of a talk and discuss this a little bit. Sending love has been the most incredible gift I've ever been given. I mean, there's nothing to compare it to. I would not be living the life I am living without it. And to tell you in all honesty, I didn't write everything in my book that happened, of course, because the book would be 900 pages long. But I can tell you this in all honesty. If it wasn't for the information about being able to send love, to fill my child with love, my son, I don't think I would have a son today. There's some incredible things that have happened, and I'll just go over one because this is probably the most special to me, because my son, when he was in teenage years, was going through a very difficult time. And of course, life with me wasn't very easy. Gone through a divorce, you know, separation. And that's very tough for children. I mean, divorce, separation, whatever, is tough for the people involved, but it hits children 100 times more than it hits us. And they're really affected by it. And they carry that along for a long time. So he was going through a very difficult time. And of course, you know, if you've read my book, you know, I haven't been the best dad. I have made so many mistakes. And personally, I always feel like I've been a very lousy parent. So when I was given this gift, I just went through the roof with it. I saw it as my saving grace, and that's exactly how it turned out. When you're filling your children with love, you're actually changing their vibration, and they begin to vibrate at a higher vibration, and by that alone, they're going to be attracting better things to them, different people to them. My son was trying to find himself, and of course he was dealing with anger and everything else that he had carried with him, and guilt. Because he blamed himself for the marriage breaking up, unlike many children do. So he was carrying a lot of stuff around, and it's not easy to get to. You can kind of talk about it, but it doesn't come out all that easy. You know, it's stuff we carry, and it's a heavy load for children, especially when they're going through teenage years. I mean, that is a tough time. Hormones are changing, everything is changing. They're trying to find themselves, trying to understand who they are, what they want to become. It is probably the most confusing time of life. So as I started sending him love, he was hanging around kids that, let's say they were not finding themselves, and they were going really in the wrong direction. And of course, he felt that's where he kind of belongs. But as I started sending him love, his vibration changed. Now, he spent a lot of time on the phone, and of course, he's always talking to those other kids, and you can stop only so much. If you try to physically stop a lot of stuff, then that anger turns towards you, and of course you have what I had happen. My child ran away. Now that's not very good either, because now you're really stuck. But anyway, let's go back to when he was hanging around those other kids. His vibration began to change. They would talk to him on the phone, but when he went to meet them, they didn't want to hang around with him anymore, and he would take off, and he'd be left by himself. And in time, other kids started hanging around with him. He met other kids who were going the other direction, who were trying to get more out of life, more joy and happiness out of life. And that was a confusing time because he wanted to go one way, but yet he was attracting the good stuff to him. So that was a confusing time for him also, but it saved him. It saved him from going the wrong direction. And it also made a difference of how people themselves were treating him. See, my son is a little bit dyslexic, but he has... Oh, I just caught myself. I don't think that's really fair to him, so I'm not going to say it. But he's had other problems, okay? So... in the physical area, as far as kind of a health problems. A lot of us have these things, right? In one form or another. But anyway, that seemed to improve greatly when I was sending love. Actually, enormously. Now, it didn't go away totally, but it just improves. And if I stop sending love, then it comes out more. It weans. When I send love again, it gets better. Now sometimes, people, we seem to think, okay, well, I'm sending love, the most powerful force, shouldn't it make it go away? Not necessarily. Because we all have certain challenges that we need to go through in life. And so our children are the same. We don't like that. Let's face it. I mean, if I could remove it by giving my life, it would be a done deal in a second. But there's reasons for things, and we don't always know those reasons. But I can tell you that it improves. So the challenge becomes much easier. And actually, it becomes an asset in some ways from sending love. It changes. What becomes a real hindrance becomes an asset. And so sending love doesn't necessarily remove it. It just changes it from what I guess you could say negative to a positive. The bottom line is, I think that you will see what I'm trying to say. And you'll discover it on your own. And it's probably better that way. Because that's the way magic should be. It should be a discovery. And I can tell you in all honesty, if you continue with this, with sending a child love like this, it's going to be magic. And it's going to be the most beautiful thing you have ever done. But another very, very, very important thing is, towards the end of the meditation, I'm asking you to listen to your child. That is extremely, extremely important. Because as a parent, we have ideas in our minds, and we think we always know what's best for our child and what direction they should go and so forth. But that's not always true, is it? We want it to be true, but it's not always true. So it's very, very important in that time to listen, because that's our guidance right in there in that moment. That's our guidance to following what's really best for our child, whatever that may be. And that also may be, you know, in how we handle our child. That's our guidance. And it's very important to be very quiet and listen. The magic is in your hands.